To Hayward's Heath they rode, to the exit that was guarded by the finest of British troops.
Halt! Who goes there? Anybody there? Halt or I fire? No fire! Or I halt? Halt! Anybody there? Anybody out there in the dark? Anybody? If there's anybody out there, speak up. If there's nobody, keep quiet. Halt! Anybody there? I can see you. I'll shoot. I'll shoot. I'll shoot that, yep. Oh, humpity's not humpity. Hop! Who's that? Halt! Who goes there?
Echoes.
Yep.
Will you get out of that bed and get outside on guard? Get out of that bed or I'll tell about the naffy fun.
Okay, I'm going. It's dark out here. But I'm not afraid.
I say!
Oh, wait! Who's that out there?
I warn you, sir. One step nearer and we'll scream.
Have no fear. I'm Queen's Counsel Harry Siegel, defending counsel in the Nugent Dirt case. I have on me several documents of identification, including a letter of personal trust from the commander of the British Army, a memo of recommendation from Mr. Anthony Eden, the Foreign Secretary, a special pass signed by Mr. Clement Attlee, Leader of the Opposition, and last but not least, a permit to go where I please, signed by the Prime Minister, the Right Honourable Sir Winston Spencer Churchill.
Friend or foe?
I surrender! Pax, I'm unarmed. You wouldn't hit a nursing mother, would you?
Major Bloodnock, take off that Anna-Needle disguise.
Oh.
My ADC Blue Bottle and I have followed a trail of hair to this post.
Ruined.
We believe the phantom head shaver is in the immediate vicinity.
Here?
Oh!
I tell you, sir, the phantom wouldn't dare come near here. Not with old Bloodnock on duty. Why, I haven't slept for 3 nights. I've just sat here waiting for him. Oh, yes, old Bloodnock needs a smart man to outwit him. Oh, yes. If the phantom head shaver were to come here, I... What are you staring at?
Do you usually have half your head shaved?
What? Oh, thunder! Sadden me grunkers with a great club. Oh, knock'em, knick'em, oh, yuck'em, oh. Oh, yuck'em, oh.
Something in his voice told me he knew what had happened.
Oh, look at me not half balded, oh.
Now, now, Major, there. This is really a blessing in disguise.
Oh.
You see, I must have interrupted him in his work. And we all know that a criminal always returns to the scene of the crime.
What? You mean you want me to wait here for him to come back and shave the other half?
It's your duty.
I refuse.
Then under Chinese law, I subpoena you.
You filthy swine, you. Oh. Very well, I'll do it. Just leave me that book about Scottish regiments.
But it's called the Decameron.
Of course, it's all about Decameron Highlanders. Oh.
Right, we'll leave you and...
Get in. I'm frightened. I can hear someone in the ammunition hut.
Yes?
It sounds like a man shouting a dirty big riser.
That's him. Quick, follow me. Listen. Mm-hmm. He's in this hut with a naked razor.
Oh.